You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of jobs in the tourism industry are at risk with the looming end of the JobKeeper support payment. It has prompted pleas for the federal government to extend the wage subsidy scheme beyond March. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says an extension to JobKeeper is a matter of urgency.
Let me say this very clearly. I've been up there listening to the operators personally. Nearly every single operator raised this issue with me. Perhaps rather than Josh Frydenberg, our name calling, perhaps he could go up there and listen firsthand as well. I am merely communicating what people are saying to me. They are concerned that they are going to fall off a cliff.
The Queensland Premier urging Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help the state's tourism industry in its hour of need. With international borders shut and showing no signs of opening anytime soon, Ms. Palaszczuk issued a public plea because businesses in the sector rely heavily on the opening of international borders.
We will, of course, continue to support our tourism industry, but the tourism industries in some parts of Queensland are being impacted more than others because they were heavily reliant on international tourism. There is no international tourism. So what I'm merely asking the federal government to do is to consider the plight of these tourism operators, their livelihoods, their futures, and perhaps they could look at extending JobKeeper for a few more months until they can get back on their feet.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg responded.
Particularly as a Victorian, I'm not going to get in between a state of origin clash there, but what I will say is that the Morrison government has delivered unprecedented amounts of economic support to Queenslanders. We have delivered three times the amount of support to Queenslanders that the Palaszczuk government has committed to. We have delivered $27.9 billion of support. The Palaszczuk government has committed $8.8 billion of support. The federal government has done the bulk of the heavy lifting.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton believes Queensland's tough border stance is to blame.
Well, I think the most important thing for the moment for the Queensland Premier to consider is the impact of these snap decisions to close borders. As we've heard from tourism operators, they have bookings and people are arriving that afternoon, and on the back of one case, the Premier reacts and closes down the borders. Now, the better way to deal with that, as we know, is to contain a particular area, to deal with it sensibly, not in a panicked way. If we do that, then we have the best chance of preserving jobs.
Little sympathy too from New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Well, the whole point that New South Wales has been so strong in keeping borders open within Australia is to prevent exactly what the Queensland Premier is now complaining about. When you unnecessarily close state borders, you lose jobs, you create hardship, you impact people's mental health and well-being. There is no reason why certain premiers move too quickly in shutting out New South Wales. There is nowhere in the state that's a hotspot, and even if there was, why should people from other parts of the state be prevented from moving freely? Now, she is now the victim of a policy that she put in place herself.
Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan has accused Ms. Berejiklian of being hypocritical in criticising other states for taking a strong border stance to protect the public against coronavirus.
I just say to the New South Wales government, they should stop always undermining, nitpicking and attacking other states. They should be cooperative. We supported them and we actually stopped some of the things they wanted to have happen at the height of COVID.
Ms. Berejiklian issued this advice to her state and territory counterparts.
We need to think about these issues. We need to think about compassion. We need to think about jobs and we need to think about freedoms as Australians. Because yes, I completely support having strong borders to Australia. But as for all of us within Australia, we're all Australians and we should be moving around freely within our country. Think about the jobs in tourism, the airline industry, hospitality, on compassionate grounds. Some families weren't even able to reunite over Christmas and New Year's.
Meanwhile, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is calling for better compliance of the JobKeeper program, with reports the subsidy was defrauded. Some businesses signed up fake employees, including jailed criminals and dead people.
Well, today we learned that Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg have been sending JobKeeper money to workers who don't exist. The Treasurer and the Prime Minister have been sprung, sending JobKeeper money to dead people. They are humiliating revelations because Morrison and Frydenberg have spent much of the last 10 years banging on about checks for dead people during the global financial crisis. So they have a lot of explaining to do. No wonder this Liberal government doesn't have enough jobs and opportunities to show for its $1 trillion in debt when all of this money is being wasted on rorts like this one.
Treasurer Frydenberg says he is very confident in the processes of the Australian Tax Office around compliance and what has been delivered so far. Despite the pressure for JobKeeper to be extended, Mr. Frydenberg stands by his decision to end the wage subsidy in March. He says recent strong economic growth figures indicate that Australia is ready to move beyond the program.
This is off the back of the most recent jobs numbers, which saw 50,000 jobs created in the month of December. The unemployment rate fall to 6.6%, 785,000 jobs created over the last 7 months. It's off the back of rising housing prices in our capital cities and our regional areas, off the back of strong retail numbers, off the back of increased economic activity and economic growth.
A recovery is appearing a little brighter for some more than others. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.